try just for a little while to be a help to us. Boy, thank God for those songs. Thank God for salvation. I don't ever want to forget what I am and where I came from. Amen. Thank God for His strength tonight. Amen. I realize that I'm but nothing. I know what I am. Amen. I think sometimes if we're not careful, we get to thinking we're doing something. Almost like we've done it. And we'll start patting ourselves. Amen. We need to check up every once in a while and put ourselves back in our place. Amen. I wonder tonight as we find our place in the Word of God. Most everybody here knows, other than Christ Himself, who is the wisest man in the Word of God, according to the Bible. Who was it? Solomon, amen. Could I ask you a question tonight before we begin? Maybe by way of introduction tonight, how many of you in here feel like you're a little wiser than Solomon? Come on, raise them up. Hey, I gotta go. Amen. Anybody feel like you might give him a run for his money? Anybody? Amen. Anybody feel like maybe give a few more weeks, few more months, and you could come up to par with Solomon? Amen. I mean, I'm just trying to get you to be honest. Amen. Sometimes you feel like that. Come on, you know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. God gave some rules, some laws. Solomon was a great king for a time. Amen. God said, hey, listen, boys, I got some rules I laid down for these kings. And one of those rules is I don't want them to go down to Egypt. I don't want them to go down there and bring back any horses. Don't you go get no horses. Amen. And Solomon thought he was smarter than God. And he said, well, I'll not go get none I haven't brought out. Amen. He done figured out how to outsmart God. He was too wise for his own good. And then God said, not only that, I don't want you to go down there and get any goats. Stay out of Egypt. Don't go get gold. Next thing you know, he's got gold coming out of Egypt, and he's putting everything plated in gold. Come on, are you with me tonight? Amen. God said, all right, listen, boy, I don't want you to go down there. Don't go get no horses. Don't go get no gold. Whatever you do, don't go to Egypt and get no silver. Amen. So what does he do? Paved his streets with silver. Amen. God said, don't you go get none of that. Stay away from that. Don't go to Egypt and get no gold. Don't go get no horses. Don't go get no silver. Stay out of Egypt. Amen. I'm just trying to get you to see something, okay? And so he, all right, don't go get no horses. God said, don't marry a bunch of wives. Don't have a bunch of wives, boy. They'll mess you up. They'll turn your heart from God. And sure enough, 700 wives, 300 cars. I mean, 1,000 wives. Think about that now. Meditate on it for a while till you get plumb sick. I mean, I'm talking about at least 3 birthdays a day. On the average of 3 anniversaries every day. He didn't even know what their names were. He called them all princes. Isn't that what it says? He came in. Hey, princess, got a present for you. Happy anniversary. It's not my anniversary. Oh, that's right. Hey, princess, how you doing? Happy anniversary. Not mine. Oh, that's right. Hey, princess, happy anniversary. Oh, I'm so glad you remembered. God said, stay out of Egypt. Don't go down there. Don't go get no horses. Don't go get no gold. Don't get no shit. Don't you marry a bunch of wives. Can you imagine 1,000 mother-in-laws? I was talking to somebody today or yesterday, and I said, they, folks asked me, how do we do it? Staying, me and my wife and me traveling so much, staying going on. I said, it's easy. Every week we go out to eat twice a week. She goes on Tuesday, I go on Thursday. Amen. And about every 3 or 4 months we go on a pleasure trip. Take my mother-in-law to the airport. Amen. Try to keep peace in the home. I said, if that fails, if you don't want to pay alimony, call home every day. Amen. It's a lot less expensive than alimony. I'll guarantee you. Amen. How'd I get that? He said, listen, don't go down to Egypt, son. Don't you go down there and get no horses. Don't go down there. Hey, he brought horses out. He brought gold out. He brought silver out. God said, whatever you do, don't you marry a bunch of wives. And he married them anyway. And they turned his heart from God. Amen. Amen. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying, hey, he thought he had arrived. He thought he was something. He thought he'd accomplished what he needed to in his life. Then we realize, after it's all said and done, he ain't no better than we are. We're just, you know, something that bothers me. Can I help you for a minute? I think we got this thing backwards. I think we're a little mixed up. Can I show you something in the Word of God? I preach this with you Indians. You just have to go have a powwow or wait on me. Amen. I just want to help them a minute. Amen. Let me show you something in your Bible. Look what happened to Apostle Paul. Look in Acts chapter 9. Look, hurry now. Watch. I got to let another preacher come up here. I got to hurry up. Look at Acts chapter. Look with me now in verse number 20. I want you to see this. God, help us tonight. God, would you do a work for us tonight? I know I don't deserve it, God. I realize I'm nothing, God. I know I'm a dust. Oh, Father, would you please touch? God, would you move in our midst? Speak to our hearts. God, if not, it'll all be but vain. God, would you do a work now? And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Acts chapter number 9, look at verse number 20. The Bible says, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. Boy, that's good right there. Amen. Well, wait a minute. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called the name of in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief? Hey, he the one that killed our family members? Ain't he the one that throwed our brothers in prison? Why, that ain't the same man, surely. Hey, look at verse 22. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews that dwelt in Damascus, proving. Are you listening? Proving that this is very Christ. What do you prove when you preach? Oh, well, brother, well, prove it. I don't know. I'm just believing what he says. We Bible believers, right? He proved he was Christ. Well, all right. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews were all saved. They all got baptized. No, that ain't what he says. The Jews took counsel to kill him.
Right,
amen. Well, but their laying away was known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. They hated him. They was out for him. You got any enemies in here tonight? Who is it you don't like? Careful before you answer. Watch this. And when Saul was coming to Jerusalem, he essayed to go join himself to the disciples, but they didn't like it. He can't buy a friend. He's gone over here. He's gone to the priest of the Jews. They hate him. Now he goes to his brothers, his disciples. Watch what he says. But they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. He just ain't having no luck at all. Amen. I mean, think about this now. God, you got to understand this. Some things going on here. This man just been called to preach, just got born again. I mean, brand new in the ministry, just got saved, right out of heaven. He's ready to go on fire for God. God said, go preach, boy. And he didn't go off to seminary. He didn't take 4 years at Bob Jones U. He just went out and straightway started preaching.
Amen.
Well, maybe he should have went to school for a while. Wait a minute. Look with me at verse 29. Verse 28. And he was with them coming in and going out. You ever feel like you don't know if you're coming or going? And verse 29, he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians. Now everybody hates him. Look at it. Look what it says. But they went about to slay him. Amen. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. I think about this now, but let it sink in. Here he is. God's, you know, I'm not going to get into all the transition, but God's done some things. I mean, Lord of grace, Peter to Paul, all that stuff in the book of Acts. And here he is, Acts chapter 7. God shuts the door on Israel. According to Romans chapter 11, opens up the door to the Gentiles. Amen. That didn't hurt nobody, did it? Nothing you can't straighten out in your church Sunday morning. And God saved this persecutor and made a preacher out of him.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. I said he saved a persecutor and made him a preacher. Amen. I don't need nobody telling me how to preach, what to preach, when to preach, where to preach, but God. I'll show him, bless God. And he did. And he went out, and 10,000 Jews got saved. That what it said? He went out, preached to the Jews. Nobody got saved. Nobody got baptized. Nobody got help. No homes got put together. Nobody got any relief. Nobody got a comfort. Nobody got assurance. Are you listening to me? All right, I go to brethren. They didn't like him. You can't, when you got problems, when you can't find friends in the church. Are you listening? I want you to get a hold of something now. Here's this young preacher, young fella, right out of salvation. I mean, he's a call to preach. Bless God Almighty, I'm a preacher. Look at me. I'm going to set the world on fire. I know what some of y'all are thinking. You think this is all limelight and glory? Hello? Can I help you for a minute? Anybody want to swap seats right quick? Hey man, I feel a sudden sickness coming on. I'm trying to help you, amen. He goes out there and he preaches to the Jews. They hate him. He goes to his brothers, they reject him. All right, I'll go to Gentiles. Surely they'll listen. They sought to slay him. Are you hearing me? Nobody got any help. So you say, what'd they do, preacher? took him down to look at verse, what I just read. Look at verse number 30. Which when the brethren knew it, they brought him down to Caesarea, put him on a jet plane, got a Delta ticket, and sent him forth to Tarsus. They got him out of town. You say, what happened? Look at the next verse, next phrase. Then had the churches rest. Hello? Can I help you for a minute? I won't take too much of your time, brother. But can I? You know, if we're not careful, we forget that we're still under the authority of God Almighty. If we're not careful, we'll get to thinking, boy, well, we look what we've done. Look how many we've saved, brother. Well, I baptized 36 last week, you know, and are you listening to me? And brother, hey, listen, we get to thinking we arrived, and we think we're somebody, amen, and we're nothing.
Amen.
Paul, it took Paul a while, do you know that, to figure that out? Do you know he did? I mean, it took him a while to get a hold of that. He didn't come out of the gate and full. You know what? Bible said he got filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, are we Baptists? When you get saved, you get filled. You get what you need, don't you, right then? I mean, here's Paul. He goes down. He's on the road to Damascus. Not the first time he said, Lord, but the second time something happened. Hello? He got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost of God. 3 days later, man lays his hands on him named Ananias, and he fills him with the Holy Ghost. You say, why, preacher? Because he leaked. Hello? If Paul leaking 3 days, reckon what would help us? Reckon what happened to us? I reckon it'd take us 3 days to leak. Anybody in here right quick think you're better than Paul is? Hurry up, throw them up. You feel like you're a little smarter than Solomon? Anybody feel like they're a little bit better than Paul? Come on, I'm getting somewhere. Stay with me. Are you with me? Here. See, we got this thing backwards. See, we think. I heard a preacher one time, man. If I didn't know he'd hunt me down and shoot me, I'd call his name out. Amen. I might force over anyway. He stood up on his pew one time, on the front pew in his church, and he looked at his people and said, I am righteous. I'm right with God. I thought, what a man. Glory to God. Nobody got saved. Nobody got their home put together. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Nobody got their life fixed or straightened out. Nobody got delivered or healed. Can I show you the formula?
Come on, man.
Well, see, I had some folks all the time come to me at church and say, preacher, I don't know what it is. I've been here for 6 months and I feel worse than when I came. I feel like I ain't worth nothing. I feel like I just ain't good for nothing, preacher. Why do I feel this way? I said, one of two things. Either you got sin in your life or you're getting close to God. Are you listening? See, Paul learned something in his life. He realized the closer I get to God, the worse I'm going to be. I'm telling you, Baptists have it backwards. We get full of, we call it holy indignation. It's hell's what I call it. We get full of the devil. We need to strut around like peacocks, like we're somebody, or we've arrived, or we've become something. I want to preach to you on the doctrine of dirt. Just for a few minutes. I'm about done, brother. I won't be long. Can I help you? You know, it's like, you see, the problem is, folks, the closer you get to God, the dirtier you are. The closer you get to God, the worse you become. You don't get full of light. You don't get some superhuman strength. You don't get to bust chains and break bricks. The closer, hey, I feel worse today than I did 10 years ago. I hate myself. I abhor myself. My flesh stinketh. Nothing, Paul said, in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. When did he say that, preacher? When he got closer to God. When he started out, watch his three-step process. When he started out, 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 9. When he started out, he said, I am the least. Hello? In 1 Corinthians 15, not Romans, you wouldn't believe I'd make a mistake, would you? In verse number 9, he says this. Paul says this. Now, this is right around the front of his ministry. He said, for I am the least of the apostles. Amen. Can I help you for a minute? Will you listen to me for a minute? That's still a notch better than you. Anybody feel like they're better than an apostle? Hello? Anybody feel like they might be close to being an apostle? I'm not. I know my Bible. Hello?
Come on, preacher.
He said, I'm the least of the apostles. He said, but I'm still better than you saints. You say, why would he say? He's young in the ministry. He's just getting going good. Hello?
Amen.
Then he gets over and finds himself in prison in Rome. Been through some things. Been shot at and stabbed and cussed and, you know, all that stuff. That's Alabama Hebrew. And he's been all these things, and now he says in Ephesians 3:8, he said, I'm the less of the least of all saints. Well, that ain't what he said when he stopped it. He said, what happened, preacher? He's getting closer to God. Hello? See, when he started out, he says, I'm the least of the apostles. That's still bragging a little bit. I don't deserve to be here with y'all. Y'all just too good for me. That's what he was saying in a modest kind of way. But when he got over in Ephesians and he was writing to the church and he said, listen, boys, I want to retract that statement I made back yonder in Corinthians. He said, I want you to know that I'm the less of the least of all saints. I ain't good for nothing. Can I ask you a question? Who is it in here right now you think you're better than? Who's your enemy tonight? You got some Christian here tonight you don't like? Somebody you don't think lives up to your standard? Somebody don't come up to par for you? Where are they at? They here tonight? Is everybody all right? I didn't bring my baby asking. Somebody, I said that in a meeting a couple months ago, and a woman come in next night and gave me a grocery bag full of baby aspirin. I told her I'd try to carry them with me, brother. I forgot. And she took me serious, and I was just joking. Can you imagine? Paul said, there's not one saint. I'm not better than any child of God anywhere.
Amen.
You say, why did he say that, preacher? He's been growing some. He's getting a little closer to God. It's kind of like, you know, some of you out here in Alabama, we got a lot of them old shanties and shacks out in the country. Just old standing shacks. You know, you go in there at nighttime and you got you one of them ever-ready flashlights. And you go in that place and it's no couch in there. And ain't nobody lived in it in 20 years. And there's cobwebs and spiders. I wouldn't even go in if there's spiders. They could burn it down. I ain't going to have nothing to do with no spider. Amen. If God said spiders in palaces, give me a cabin. Don't want no palace. Amen. And you out there and you open up the door and it's midnight and you go in there and you shining that flashlight around and that little old flashlight, boy, everything, man, look at this dirt. Look at the dust. Man, it's filthy. Oh, my soul. Why? Look at the cobwebs that I never see. And your light burns out. And you run out to the car and you put your flashlight in the car and get your lantern. And you go back in with your Coleman lantern now. And it's a little brighter than a flashlight. And you go in there with that lantern and, my, would you look at this dirt. I never seen such filth. Under God, look at these cobwebs and dirt and dust and vile. It's garbage and trash everywhere. And your oil goes out of your lamp. But by then, the morning breaks and the east windows open and the sun beams through. My, so would you look. Oh, heaven, heaven. Look at the dirt in this place.
Yeah.
You say, what happened, preacher? It was there all the time. But the more light that came in, the dirtier it became. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, dear heart, hey, you get to walking close to God, you won't think as much about yourself as you think you do, amen? Our problem is we've learned how to be Christians. We've learned how to do it without God. We can preach without Him, pray without Him, sing without Him, shout without Him, pay our tithe without Him. Teach Sunday school. We done learned how to be Christians, amen. Yeah. Every once in a while, somebody will come in like Paul. Preacher, well, I feel worthless. I'm just as hopeless. I ain't good for nothing. What's the matter with me? Just get on in there in the light, hon. Be all right. Are you listening? See, the closer you get to the light, the dirtier you become. I don't think you believe what I'm saying. You know why? We're so used to it being the other way.
Yeah, right.
You think You think, boy, when you can sit around and boast about how many you've won to God and how many have been baptized, and look what we've built.
Yeah, amen.
And you're some kind of you got your own little kingdom. You pray to God that the Lord don't come mess up your show. I said when Paul started, he said, listen, boys, can I help you? I'm the least of all the apostles. And I'm still better than you. Then he said, after he'd been through some storms, got closer to God, now he's in Rome and in prison. And he's writing to the Ephesians, he says in 3:8, I'm the less of the least of all saints.
Yes.
Now it's time for him to die. They fixing to carry him out there and put his head on a Roman chopping block. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, I believe. I might be wrong. My mind don't work like it used to before I doped it up so many years. 1 Timothy chapter number 15, chapter 1, verse 15. See if that's right, brother. He said this. He said, I'm the chief of sinners. What do you mean, preacher? He said, boys, I'm worse than a lost man. I don't deserve to live. Let them kill me now. What are you saying? I'm saying, he'd arrived. He finally got where he needed to be. And it's time to die. Are you hearing me, folks? See, we got this thing backwards. Oh, dear God, we could get a hold of this. I hate myself. I'm the sorriest scum of the earth. I don't deserve to. How'd they let me in here? Who said I could come preach? Brother Harry, I can't believe they let me come in and preach. So what am I doing here, Brother Danny? I ought to be in hell with my back broke. I ought to have somebody should have blowed my brains out years ago. Are you listening to me? I would to God we could just understand what Paul meant. We're not getting to be something. One day we'll be something. But it ain't going to be here, honey. The more light you bring in your life, the closer you get to God, the worse are you going to become. I don't believe you, preacher. Oh, let me give you nothing. Give me 2 minutes.
Come on.
Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. Go ahead, look at it and see if it ain't so. Look at what it says. Peter's young in the ministry. He's in the ministry now. And he says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, Peter, an apostle! Here I come to save the day! Look at me! I'm an apostle! Did you know I'm Peter the Apostle? Want to fight about it? You know how many apostles are alive? You know how many he called? I'm one of them. Look at 2 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He said, "Well, I've been in this thing a while, brother. Had a spell to consider it. Thunk on it a while. Made some observations. Just call me Simon." That means sifting sand. Unstable. Just troublesome and wavering. Just call me Simon. Simon, if you want to throw in Peter, throw it in there. But make sure you put a servant.
Amen.
Then an apostle. Preacher, why would he say something like that? He's getting a little bit closer to the light. He's getting a little closer with God. Are you with me?
Amen.
See, folks, I'm telling you, if there's a problem in our Baptist church tonight, it is a haughty spirit of self-righteousness and Phariseeism. Come on, I'm just trying to help you. Don't you get mad at me. I'm not compromising. I'm preaching that book. You get close enough to God and find out what kind of a stinker you really are. And as long as you keep thinking you're something, you ain't as close to God as you think. I remember Brother Harry when I first started. Boy, and God give me a ministry. Put me in a tent ministry. And I thought, man, God called me to preach. You ain't supposed to go to school. You're supposed to go out and preach. I was preaching the first week I was called. I'm telling you, well, maybe the second week. I done lied last night. I don't want to lie again. I did. I said I told y'all sometime, I'm retracting a statement. I said sometime last night I had 10 points to that message, and I looked and when I got in it was only 7. I meant well, but I lied. Say, what do you mean? I'm just dirt. I just mess up anything and everything I touch, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying, folks? See, we come in and, yeah, you're carrying that Bible under your arm, ain't you, son? Oh, yeah, I got my King James Bible. I'm carrying it, preacher. You be better off when it starts carrying you. Real, what was that preacher said about that young fella and got up? Boy, he run up the platform and got on the pulpit and flung her down for about 10 minutes and died. And come down like an old whipped pup. Amen. That old preacher looked at him and said, "Son, if you'd have went up like you come down, you wouldn't have come down like you went up." Don't listen, folks. Can I help you? I'm done. I'm finished. God help us. Don't you forget where you came from.
Amen.
And you get to feeling like you can't find a real serious sin in your life. You're hunting and you're searching. You're trying to do the best you can. You want to please God, but you just feel worse and worse and worse. It might be you just getting a little closer to God. But some of you walk out of here feeling pretty good about your Christian life, don't you?
Come on.
I know you are.
Come on.
And you know what the truth of the matter is? You don't have much of a fellowship with God at all. You spend most of your time loving yourself. You're a legend in your own mind. How you feeling? Everybody all right? I would to God that I could find something in my life to boast about. But everything I've ever touched has been a wreck. If God didn't help me stumble up here and stagger up here and spit out a few words about Him, I'd fail altogether. I wouldn't be nothing. I'm nothing. How you doing?